When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Joining us right now, Dukes and Bell, one of our favorite dudes, Caden Ellis. And Caden, we wish we were there at Flowery, man, getting a chance to chop it up with you face to face. I just want to ask you about, from a player's perspective, the change at quarterback. When did you find out? And then what was your reaction? And what has been the reaction of the guys on the defense? Because I know those are the guys that you're around.
Yeah. I found out what most of y'all did. And it was one of those things where, you know, mixed emotions. You got to have the resilience and excitement behind the guy that, you know, they put in. And at the end of the day, that doesn't have to be faked at all. It's true. It's real. You know, when we drafted Mike going in training camp, I was pretty excited. You know, we do a lot of ones versus twos. And I was like, yeah, we get a rookie quarterback. We get a feast on. I don't care what number, what slot we drafted him at. I'm about to pick this kid off a couple times a day. And I don't think I got him once all practice or all camp. He's a very mature rookie. He sees the field extremely well, and he's got a you know, a gun for an arm. So the excitement's real there, and you know, knowing he's coming in, knowing he's going to do his thing is awesome. And you know, talking about the Kirk right before him, I think maybe the most exciting thing about Mike is he's gotten to watch Kirk do it, and he's gotten to watch him do it at such a high level. Kirk Cousins is one of the favorite teammates I've ever had in my life. He's one of the best leaders I've ever been around in my life. And I'm really excited that Mike got to watch him do it. And Mike got to watch him do it in some pretty special moments. He watched Kirk win the game against New Orleans for us. He watched Kirk win the game against Philly for us. He watched Kirk win the game with 509 yards passing against Tampa Bay for us. And so at the end of the day, it's one of those things where it sucks that one of your leaders has to take a step aside right now. But at the same time, he's still one of our leaders, and he's led the guy that's going to step in and lead us now in a pretty special way. So mixed emotions, but at the end of the day, excitement, while also appreciation for what's happened.
You know, Caden, you've been in the league now 5 years and counting. So, I mean, everything you just said about Kirk, we felt the same way. And we love talking our conversation with Penix when we drafted him. Have you ever seen anything like it? It's kind of no one can seem to put their finger on how it went the way it went with Kirk.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. Obviously, you know, you look at yourself in the mirror first off, and it's like, dang, I really wish our defense would have put our offense in a better situation in a few of those games. Denver, New Orleans. I don't feel like New Orleans should have moved the ball on us that second game. We allowed them to get some points up, and then all of a sudden, Kirk and offense has to play a different type of game. Denver, I think Sean Payton was 100% in the red zone against us. That's unacceptable, and it's one of those situations, again, where we had to put our offense in a vicarious situation and make them pretty one-dimensional. So you look at a couple moments like that, that's really what I'm looking at. It's like, dang, as a defense, obviously we've made strides these last couple of weeks. It's one of those things that you wish you started hotter, and it's just more motivation to make sure that never happens again and to continue moving forward.
Caden Ellis, our guest, guys. Defensively, you mentioned Raw, even, you know, Jimmy Lake. Everybody's kind of putting their hands or their fingerprints on this thing. Can you, without giving anything away, what's changed? Is there anything that specifically has changed, Caden?
There is, but I think we'll keep some of it close to the chest right now.
Okay.
Obviously, I think, you know, great offensive minds will probably be able to look at the film and figure a lot of it out. But I'll make those great offensive minds do that. Let's talk about it after the year. How about that?
Fair enough. Cool. No, that's cool.
And we talk about leadership, but the way you describe, you know, what you guys need to do on defense, that's, you know, that's the definition of leadership. Hey, man, so what's the vibe in the locker room about? I mean, Carl just gave the percentages as you were coming on air with us. I mean, do you guys feel you can get this job done, even though you do need the Bucks to trip up?
Yes, 100%. The answer to that is quick yes, but the, you know, really, I'm just trying not to think about the Bucks. I just want to think about us. Just one week at a time, one game at a time. Like right now, we've got a playoff game this week, and that's how we have to view it. As far as I'm concerned, let's go 3-0 these last three games, 4-0 from the Raiders on, and put ourselves in the best situation we possibly can from that moment on. It is what it is at this point. We were 6-3, ended up 6-7. Now we're 7-7. Let's finish 10-7. Do the best we can. Put everything we best foot forward. And treat each game like a playoff game. And I do believe that if we do that, that the true playoffs will start.
Morale's good. What's the morale like?
Morale's great.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm figuring it is with this change, but, you know, you just never know. We've heard from various guys, and right. I'm hoping that you guys, and I know you are, but I'm hoping guys are excited about what's in front of us here over the next 3 weeks. Caden Ellis, before we let you go, man, tell us about the Giants, because we asked Coach, and he was like, look, forget the record. They're going to show up.
Yeah, they're going to show up. You know, a lot of respect for their head coach and their coaching staff. You know, they've done some really good things in their past together. And the team, you know, from watching film, they haven't given up at all. They haven't thrown the towels in. I don't think they've made their plans yet for Cabo this offseason. at the end of the day, it's still pretty impressive how hard they're playing. They got some really talented guys outside. I know Drew Locke, I played him in college. He's a pretty high draft pick. He's got a very special arm, a live arm. At the end of the day, he can throw that rock. So they're going to put it up to those guys, and the O-line running backs are playing hard. So that's a tough combination any week. So we got to come prepared, come ready, and get ready to dominate these guys.
All right, man. Complimentary football. Take the pressure off of Michael Penix Jr., man. We appreciate the time, as always. Have a Merry Christmas, too, Caden.
Merry Christmas. God bless.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.